Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Eldeco Housing Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Bhatt, EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us on the call. Before we proceed to the call, let me remind you that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with a business risk that could cause future results, performance, or argument to differ significantly from what is expressed and implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note that results and presentations are available on the exchanges. Should you need any assistance to receive them, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send them over. Today, we have on the call senior management of Eldeco Housing and Industries Limited, which is represented by Mr. Pankaj Bajaj, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Manish Jaiswal, Group CEO, Mr. Rajiv Khurana, Group Vice President, Accounts and Taxation. We will begin with the highlights of the quarter, followed by Q&A. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Pankaj Bajaj for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on our earnings call. During this quarter, we've seen steady progress with healthy collections, sustained construction momentum, and continued improvement in deliveries. There was no new launch in Q3 as the much-awaited launch of Solano Gardens got pushed to Q4. However, the quarter was characterized by stable operational performance supported by consistent sustenance sales and execution across projects. During the first 9 months of the year, we have already surpassed the sales bookings achieved in the entire financial year 2025, both in terms of value and in area. With the launch of Solano Gardens in Q4, we are poised to record our best year in terms of sales bookings in FY26. Now, let me take you through the key operational highlights for the quarter. The booking value for the quarter stood at rupees 52 crores, and for 9 months FY26, booking value stood at 361.2 crores, up 29.1% year-on-year. Area booked during the quarter was 81,000 sq ft, while for 9 months, the area booked stood at 5.62 lakh sq ft, up 30% year-on-year. Collections for Q3 were rupees 86 crores, a growth of 21%. Collection for 9 months FY26 stood at rupees 255 crores, up 43%. We delivered 63 homes in Q3, totaling 55,000 sq ft, up 28% year-on-year, and during the nine-month period, delivered 254 homes, totaling 2.6 lakh sq ft, up 23% year-on-year. Construction spend for the quarter was 39.9 crores, up 11% from last year, and for the nine-month period, stood at 116.5 crores, reflecting consistent execution across projects. Now, moving to the key updates, we successfully recovered our entire invested amount in the Bareilly project along with interest during this quarter. In January 26, which is after the close of Q3, we launched the first phase of Eldeco Solano Gardens, comprising villas and plots. The project has received strong market response, with a GDV potential of over rupees 1,000 crores for the overall development. The project will be launched and completed in phases over the next 5 years. During the quarter, we also added 2.05 acres of land at other locations where land aggregation is going on. We are confident of a strong launch pipeline for the coming financial year. Two small commercial projects received approvals this quarter: Eldeco City Courtyard, spread over 1.68 acres with 37,000 sq ft of saleable area, and Eldeco Imperia Avenue with 25,000 sq ft of saleable area. Both these projects will be launched next quarter after RERA approvals. Now, coming to our financial performance, The consolidated total income for the quarter stood at rupees 45 crores. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 19.8 crores with an EBITDA margin of 43.7%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 13.7 crores with a PAT margin of 30.2%. With this, I'll hand it over back to Abhishek and open the floor for questions if there are any.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Priyank Gupta from Guardian Advisors. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. Firstly, congratulations to the whole team for the exciting quarter we had, the last one. My question is, as usual, Pankaj, if you can give a brief overview as to how is the real estate cycle looking at and specifically Lucknow for us.
So it's looking great. I don't see any slowdown. In fact, the market for quality homes at reasonable prices, I would say, is only expanding because of the accumulated increase in wages across board over the years, and real estate prices had not risen that much. So in spite of the recent rise in prices, I think it is still strong. Specifically in Lucknow, I think I've voiced it many times earlier, it is a under-penetrated market. The overall market size, it's a small base. So we look forward to consistent and strong growth over the next many years. It's a multi-year upcycle that Lucknow is in. And that is reflected in our, every time we launch a product, it's just, it seems that the market is hungry. The only pitfall is that one should not overprice the product and go beyond the affordability of the common man. So with that caveat, it's a great market. There's nothing to worry about. And it is not linked to another couple of points for Lucknow. It's not linked to interest rates. Not much. We have not seen much correlation. It is not linked to India-US trade treaty, the presence or absence of it. The IT sector, it's just organic demand for in the capital of the most populous state of the country with a great infrastructure. So we think it's a multi-year upcycle.
Also, if you can throw some light on net debt situation of the company, considering that we received the Reilly project payment of 55 crores and
so net, healthy growth. So net debt is actually negative. I think our actual debt is about, Rajiv ji is on the line, he would be able to give you the actual debt.
My perspective. It has 106 as of now.
The debt so 106, but we have cash on balance sheet of about 160 or 170 crores.
178 crores.
Yeah, 180 crores. So net debt is negative. The only thing is the question will arise that why do you have a negative net debt? So because of the way RERA is structured, you are... the money which is received from customers, 30% goes into free cash flows and 70% remains stuck in that particular project account and is released proportionately with the progress of the project and ultimately on the completion of the project. So we have a lot of cash on the balance sheet which will get released soon. As of now, there's nothing to worry about on the debt. It's less than the balance sheet, that the cash that we're carrying.
My final question is if you can throw some light on land acquisition, because that's how we're going to see some future profitability.
So I think it's slide number, we have given it in honor, slide number 13 in our investor presentation. So mm-hmm. Solano Gardens is anyway, that's a big acquisition, 55 odd acres, that has got launched, but it got launched in Q4, so we have not given the numbers in this presentation. In addition to that, we have about 40-odd acres in various locations, which is under aggregation. We expect it to go up to 60 acres in the next couple of months. Apart from that, what we are not mentioning in the presentation is that we have won a couple of auctions with the Lucknow Development Authority, but since we have not received an official communication from them, we will be disclosing that in the next presentation. So enough pipeline for the next year and a half. If you remember, Priyank, we used to face this challenge about 3 years ago,
yes,
that we don't have enough pipeline. I think that has been more or less solved. If you look at the numbers, even if we keep away the fresh bids that we have won, even what we have disclosed in the presentation, that is solved.
So bid is for commercial or residential?
No, resi.
Residential.
I would rather not answer. Let me come back with this clarity on in the next presentation, because we don't have anything in writing at the moment. We just have the highest bid.
So my best wishes for the company and specifically Eldeco Solano Gardens. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Karan Gupta from Kavi Capital. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you, and congratulations on the launch, and also good to see good profit margins that are getting recognized this quarter. Just a couple of questions now. You know, the balance sheet is looking good. You've received, you know, some cash also. So can you tell us a little bit about this related party loan? How long do you expect to, you know, have that outstanding, especially since you've also taken an enabling provision for a loan from Piramal?
No. I already said in my comments, the related party transaction has been unwound. The money has been received back.
This was the Bareilly transaction.
So Bareilly transaction, I said in my my comments that the money has been received back, and the related party had, it was a equity with a minimum guarantee. And if you remember that that project faced some troubles, so the related party, which is an unlisted company, it honored its minimum guarantee commitment and returned the money back with whatever the minimum guarantee was. So it has been a profitable transaction for the company. The money is back. And as far as the Piramal loan is concerned, that's a cash flow issue, because as I explained to Priyank earlier, the money which is with the company is stuck in various REA accounts. It's a common working capital management problem with many real estate companies face these days. So bridge for the period that amount stuck in REA accounts becomes unblocked, we have taken a loan from Piramal, which has been invested for the acquisition of Trinity project.
Right. No, I remember there was an inter-party loan that, our company had taken, and then it was in turn lent to the related party. So I was talking about transaction.
So that is over. That was for the Bareilly project.
Okay. All right. And then next was, Q3 bookings seem a little lower than the last quarter. I know we were, relying on the Solano Garden launch, but that got pushed in by one quarter. But how about the existing projects? What do you see movement like over there?
So they had sustenance sales. We didn't have a lot to sell there. But I'm happy to report that in spite of the poor sales, two things. I would not say poor sales, but less than expected sales. One, already in the first 9 months, we have more than covered what we sold in the entire year last year. So our run rate is much higher now as a company. If you would have noticed, we used to do about 100, 150 crores annually till about 4 years ago. That run rate is closer to, last year we reached 350 crores. And this year we've already crossed 350 crores in the first 9 months. On top of that, we had this blockbuster launch of Solano Gardens in Q4, which I already mentioned in passing in my opening comments. So the whole year is a phenomenal year for the company in terms of value of booking and area of bookings.
Okay, great. So for Trinity and Skywalk, what is the expected remaining period to completion for them, for you to, basically sell all of these and hand them over?
We look at projects sales in terms of two phases. One is the launch phase and the second is the sustenance phase. launch, both the projects have seen their launches. They've sold about 30-40% of the inventory in the launch period. Now the sustenance period is the year period to completion, which in both the cases about 3 years, three and a half years. Balance 60% inventory will sell gradually over this period.
All right. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cyclical. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, I would like to understand in which quarters would the revenues from Imperial Phase 2 majorly flow in? And 230 crores have already been collected from the sale of it, if I'm not wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah. What's the question there?
So, I mean,
when it will get, when will it get recognized? Is that the question?
Correct. Yes, sir.
I'll let my colleague Rajivji take that question. Rajivji, can you take that?
Yeah, please. Mr. Guneet, we basically started giving possession and deliveries in Imperia Phase 2. So in this quarter, almost 38 crore out of this 45 we've already booked in this quarter. And the next quarter also will book almost in the same range, and by next year, it will be almost closer to 80-80% will be booked.
So this 235 crores will be booked in over the next 4 or 5 quarters, is what you're saying?
We basically going for the 299 crore.
Yeah, 299 crores over the next 4 quarters.
Yeah. 4 to 5. Okay. Next.
Roughly, you want to take...
Yeah. 4 to 5.
So, I want to understand, apart from Imperia Phase 2, what is the unsold inventory of completed projects with us?
That is given in the presentation itself. If you see that, it is almost 53,000 in Imperia Phase 2.
No, apart from Imperia Phase 2, I mean, what is the value of unsold inventory of completed projects?
Value is a subjective thing, but I can give you, we have given the area and...
No, I believe it's about 50 odd crores.
All right, yeah. Sir, thank you very much. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, and I wish you all the best. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Advita Kumar from SB Investment. Please proceed.
Hi sir, good evening and congratulations on your good set of numbers. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Let's say on the Solano Gardens, we are having approximately 1,000 crore of GDV potential. Can you share the, FY26, FY28 launch roadmap and how much of this GDV you expect to monetize annually?
Well, I wish you had not asked that question, but since you have asked it, we've already launched the project, and I think about 350 crores has already been booked. So I was hoping that I would declare it officially, but this is expression of interest. Officially, I'll be able to declare this data next quarter when this all gets converted into allotments. And then subsequent phases, we will come up with some group housing and stuff, which will happen later this year. So the first phase, we have done a blockbuster launch. But that is more in terms of EOI, expression of interest. Allotments will happen soon. And then maybe I'll have more clarity and granularity on this in the next presentation.
Understood, sir. And my second question is on the booking, basically. So we have surpassed FY25 booking levels in 9 and 26. How sustainable is this growth? And what booking value are you targeting for the next 2 years? Any ballpark figure if you can give?
Difficult to say that. It depends on when the launches happen. But the best way to study that is the future launch pipeline. And we already have 3 projects in future launches. We have unsold inventory in Solano. And we have 2 more projects which we'll declare officially in the next presentation. So there's enough launch pipeline. Hopefully this number should become the new normal, but fingers crossed. That's we are like we're trying to establish a new normal for the company now.
Right. Understood. Alright, I think that's all I wanted to know from you. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best for your next quarter.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants. In order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Suhas, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. First is, what is the pricing and margins on Eldeco Solana that we expect? I'm asking on the pricing because it felt like the value of the project should be much more than 1,000 crores. And if you can also tell us, what is the margins that we expect versus the other projects that we have in the pipeline?
So the projects consist of two main parts. One is the horizontal development, which is plots and villas. Another part is group housing, which is basically multi-storied apartments. And the pricing is similar per square foot, plots and villas about 6,000 rupees a square foot for plots. And even multi-storied apartments, whenever we launch, we are not going to launch them in the first phase of the project. It will be a similar price. So yes, it could go higher. What is the sellable area we've shown there?
2.2 million?
30 lakhs square feet.
Yeah, so it could go higher, but right now it's a conservative estimate.
Understood. And the margins that we expect, sir?
The margins have been consistent. It's a similar margin profile. Plots is a higher margin product and group housing is a lower margin product. Blended is the same margin profile that we are continuing.
And
if you see our... Yeah.
Thank you. And one is the impact of the Bareilly recovery. It's, how is it shown in financials? I was just trying to understand.
Rajivji, please can you take that?
Yeah. See, basically we have given as a loan to our another company. So we got it back the loan as repaid. So there's no, we got it as a cash in our books as of now.
So it will be other income, right?
But it is already.
It will be other income as well as the payment principal is repaid. The principal.
But that if, just for clarity, we've already recognized that in the past.
Yeah. Trust is basically accrued on a regular basis as a period.
And we have already recognized. So it will not really reflect a lot in the,
It is not a capital gain kind of a thing.
Yeah. No, he's saying that will it show in your profits this quarter?
See,
I'm saying no. You would have already recognized that income, right?
Yeah. Interest is basically proportionally recognized on its over a quarter to quarter basis.
Yes.
On accrual basis.
Understood. Just a quick additional question, if you may allow, which is this 110 crores loan, what is the end use? Is it to refinance existing loan or fund new business development activities?
It's a combination of land acquisition and construction finance.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Runit Kapoor from Investar Investments. Please proceed.
Congratulations on the earlier quarter. So I had a question on this. What is the launch pipeline looking like for FY27 and onwards? Because I believe, like, as per market information, your plots at Solana Garden already been sold out.
Sir, aapko to humse zyada pata hai. No. So we had a good response in Solana. And we have indicated some your Solana. So we have probably done 30-40% of that. So there's a lot of balance inventory to get launched in Solana. Plus, if you look at our presentation, there's a section on future projects. So if you look at that, there's enough detail there. And there's also projects where we are not disclosing the location, but land aggregation is going on. I think we have, in total, we have disclosed six projects other than Solano Gardens, and in detail as to how much area there is. So that's the best we can disclose at this moment. And apart from that, there's unsold inventory in ongoing projects, which is also given in detail in slide number 12, I think. Yeah, 12.
Yeah. And so do we expect to maintain this year? I expect that we will cross 500 crore of booking value. So do we expect to maintain the tempo, or like how is it like next year?
Yeah, that's what we're trying. That as I said in response to one of the earlier questions, that we want this to be our new normal. Obviously, a lot depends on how quickly we get our approvals and we get the launches. But the launch pipeline is looking good. Hopefully, we get approvals on time, and we keep the market. Also, I have a view on Lucknow, and we are going deep into this. We feel that it's an under-penetrated market. If all these things play out, then yes, this will be the new normal, or we could even do better than this.
Okay, and your show flat for Eldeco Trinity was supposed to be ready, which was supposed to drive the sales. Like, so is it ready as such?
No, it's delay ho gaya thoda. So it will take, and I'm told it will take another month and a half, and that's when we start driving sales again.
Okay, and lastly, like the penetration of commercial in Lucknow is quite less. So do, in terms of our existing land parcel, do we plan to increase the exposure to commercial from our existing land?
We keep evaluating, but in our launch pipeline, there is nothing big in the commercial segment at the moment. But we will keep evaluating it opportunistically. If because we are one of the bigger players in Lucknow, we look at all asset classes.
Okay. And lastly, was that your transaction with your holding company has been squared up, that loan of 50 crores?
Yes, I already answered that. It has, the money has come back in its entirety.
Okay, and now given the IPO of your parent company is coming up, so will we plan a merger in the near term, or are we looking at like keeping it separate entities?
Just a clarification, the unlisted company is not the parent company of the listed company. They are two separate companies.
No, I'm aware of that, like your group company, yeah. I'm talking about.
Huh? I'm going to use the word the parent company, so I thought I'll clarify that. So, yeah. But what was the question?
Your group company IPO is coming up, so do you plan to keep it as a separate entity, or like plan a merger in the near term, like in a year or
so? No, that's for the respective boards to decide. I don't think I'm at liberty to speak about that. So the respective boards will evaluate whether it is worth evaluating. So I can't comment.
Okay, thank you. All the best for the near term.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Shania Jain from Malhotra Family Office. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Hi, Shania.
Yeah. Could you please provide a ballpark estimate of the GDV for the entire upcoming project pipeline, including any currently undisclosed land parcels, and how this is likely to evolve over the medium term?
So if you open slide number 13, so we have forthcoming projects. We have two sections. One is forthcoming projects, and there's a section on land bank for forthcoming projects under planning.
Mm-hmm.
So forthcoming projects, we have disclosed four projects there. One is Eldeco City Residential, Solano Gardens, City Courtyard, and Imperia Avenue. Now these are projects where the plans are either under approval or approved. The current status is also given. So we are pretty clear as to what is the product we are going to make here. So one can estimate, given that the sellable area is also written. We have also disclosed to you what our average realization per square feet is. So it's a simple arithmetical calculation. You can do it yourself. We have been averaging about 6,500 rupees per square foot of late. And the sellable area for these projects is about 24 lakh square feet. You can do the calculation yourself. Now for the land bank for forthcoming projects, it's a premature question because we have not designed the project yet. These are just lands. So I would not like to put a number on the GDV, and ultimately that will become clear once we plan and get the approvals. So as soon as a project gets approvals, we take it to the forthcoming projects section, and then when it gets launched, we take it in the ongoing project section. Apart from these two categories of projects, there's a third category, which is ongoing projects. There also, and that's, I think, is slide number 11.
12.
And there also, we have disclosed project-wise what is the total saleable area and how much is booked and how much is available for sale. So you can also get project-wise unsold area, and you can derive your GDV number from there. Are you with me on slide number 12? If you can see that. So just look at slide number 12 and 13.
Check it and get back to it.
Yeah. So 12 and 13 have this detail.
Okay, done. Sure, sir. So just one more last question. While average realizations have remained relatively stable, so do you see pricing headroom in Lucknow market?
Not on the plot side. That's, in fact, the pricing, this is slide number
10.
So it has not been stable. FY20 was 3,500 rupees. It's been going up every year. Then it was 3,700. By FY23, it was 4,500 rupees a square foot. FY24 was 5,000. And this year, we are averaging about 6,500. So it's a very significant CAGR year on year. So I do not foresee it to be continuing like this forever. It doesn't make sense. It will stabilize at some point. Now, as of now, the market is okay with these kind of prices. It's not in the danger territory at all. So this is a fine pricing. I don't know. I can't comment whether in your model, whether you can assume this kind of CAGR for the next 10 years. I would suggest you do not, because that would be a bit of an aggressive assumption.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anjali Singh from Bansal Family Office. Please proceed.
Thank you so much. So my question is, EBITDA margin expanded sharply in Q3. So was this driven by project mix, and what is the sustainable margin range we can expect going forward?
I missed you there a bit. Can you repeat the question?
So EBITDA margins expanded sharply in this quarter. So what was this driven by project mix, and what is the sustainable margin range we can expect going forward?
So I've answered this question many times earlier. Earlier, our EBITDA margins used to be about 45-50%, but that was primarily because of the monetization of our historical land banks. Even this quarter, it went to a lower trajectory because of the change in product mix. We had some economically weaker section LIG kind of projects getting recognized. Now, Imperia Phase 2 is a high margin project. So in the next year, I think the EBITDA margin which will get recognized will be of a much higher order. But generally, about 30% is what would be a 30-35% would be a fair assumption on a blended basis over many years. Coming year, I think it will be a little higher. Rajiv ji, do you think that's right to say?
Yeah, it is in the range of 30%. Yeah. On a stable basis.
Yeah, so that on a stable basis, 30% is a fair assumption.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Isha Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Oh, hello, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. With the upcoming launch of Eldeco City Courtyard and Imperia Avenue Commercial, how do you see the commercial portfolio scaling over the next 3 to 5 years?
Not a lot. So if you look at look at that slide, both these projects are not very big. In fact, they constitute less than 10% of our total area under development. Predominantly, our portfolio is still residential at the moment.
And so what margin profile do you expect from commercial projects versus residential?
It's not material, no. It's less than 10%. Yeah, obviously, these kind of small commercial projects have a higher EBITDA margin, but does not move the needle a lot at the company level.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Well, thank you for your interest and your support, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, we'll have even better news to share 3 months from now in the next con call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Eldeco Housing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.